Good morning, 11:41 a.m. So it's still morning. It's a noisy truck. 11:41 a.m. on Saturday, February the 15th, 2014. Oh, I need to make sure this plugged in. Make sure voice recorder is still running. Put it in my pocket. 16:37. Wow, it was going faster than I thought. The traveling is considerably better this morning. A day of 40 degree temperatures yesterday. It's another day of 40 degrees, but it feels much colder because it's, I think because it's damp, and because it's overcast. There's no sun. There's a kind of a smell of precipitation in the air. So yesterday was paperback day. I worked on full share. Today is going to be paperback day, working on full share. There aren't anywhere near as many errors. There are nowhere near as many corrections. So it's still soul-sucking, but it's not as bad. I've had a lot of people who have emailed me Hugh Howey's findings on paper and asked me to reconsider publishing paper to not postpone new releases until I have all the old releases out. And the problem is, like, you know, first world problem, so this is like a first author problem. The problem is, I keep getting hate mail. Not just when is it going to be available, but actual hate mail for not having the books out in paper. It comes through contact form, comes to my email address directly. I'm not very hard to find. And it's really difficult for me to set that aside. You know, the first couple of hundred weren't too bad, but we're into the second couple of thousand of hate mail, which is wonderful, because it means that there are a lot of people who really want to read my books and are unable or unwilling to do ebook. Unable and unwilling to do audio. So, yeah, there's a huge number of people. There's probably actually 500 to 1,000 people who will buy the books when they come out on paper. Now you figure, that sounds like a big number. And it is. For a lot of indie authors, 1,000 units is a big number. That's on a new release, that's a couple hours worth of books. When Ownershare actually comes out in ebook, I suspect that will be a couple thousand. Easily a couple thousand in the first day. Just because there are so many people who are waiting for it. Now, I should be seeing those files here pretty soon. I didn't say that very loudly. Somebody's burning wood. An honest to God wood fire, I smell it. Or maybe it's charcoal, I could be doing barbecue. I thought about doing barbecue this weekend. But no, probably not gonna. I did find that there is a new barbecue place in town. I did try it out, Dickie's Barbecue. It's apparently a chain from Texas. And the place smells a lot like this does right now. If that's not somebody's house on fire. But I tried it out the other day. It was quite delicious. I went whole hog and got ribs and just made a feast of ribs. It's quite good. Makes me want to make some ribs of my own. So let's see, later on this afternoon, the wife and kids are going down to Denver. They're going to spend a night in Denver. They're going to see Pentatonix in concert tonight. I will have the house to myself. I expect to, I don't know, honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get something for dinner, because they're going to go down this afternoon. I hope they're going down this afternoon. I don't know that they reserve for late arrival. And then get into the room, and then go get some dinner, and then go to the show. Show's at 8 o'clock. So if they go this afternoon, like 4-ish, I'm down there. Well, this is Saturday, so rush hour is not a consideration. Yeah, that might work. I have to check with her to make sure she's guaranteed for late arrival, because otherwise she's gets down there at 6 o'clock and tries to check in, and she's going to be somewhat disappointed. Or potentially disappointed, and it would depend on there being a big demand for the room and all that, so I don't know. So yeah, they're coming back tomorrow morning, so I'll have a night to myself, batching it tonight. I've got stuff I want to get done. I might try to do some recording while they're out. I might just sit back with my book and start marking. That's what I did yesterday. I sat down with the book and just started marking. Got it quite a long way. I'm not halfway yet, but maybe a quarter. Which is pretty good, because I haven't been working on this book that long. And a couple of people have heard my comment about yak tracks and said, yeah, definitely. Good. I don't think I'm going to go to REI and pick them up. REI is over in Loveland. I guess it's over in Fort Collins. And I suspect they have them in stock over there, but I'll just order them off Amazon and have them shipped. Of course, I should do that right away, because that'll mean it won't snow again for the rest of the season, because I'll be ready for it. And that would break my heart if I didn't have to shovel any more snow this winter. And I haven't had to shovel that much. I mean, I whined about it, complained about it, but the truth is that this is nothing. Nothing. This is all winter long is what we used to get in one storm in Buffalo. So, yeah, this has been kind of low-key. Of course, in Buffalo, I was 20 years younger, too. Oh, and Brand picked me up on the comment I made the other day about being dead in 10 years. Yeah, well, all right, that's a bit hyperbolic. I'm doing a lot of things right. I could be dead in 10 minutes, so, you know, it's like come around the corner down here and have a heart attack and keel over, and that would be it. But the truth is, I'm getting exercise every day. Well, most days. I'm being careful with my diet. I'm getting regular health care. Statistically, I have a lot of factors that work in my favor. I'm not a smoker. I don't drink alcohol in excess. I have a relatively high education level. I have healthcare insurance. So there's a lot of factors that factor into early mortality that I'm dodging, I hope. And of course it's all roll the dice, make a saving throw. Every time you get behind the wheel of the car, every time you cross the street, time to walk up and down stairs, and some of those risks are really low, they're there. At any rate, I didn't mean that to be totally morbid, but more of a spur to me to say, dude, if you're going to beat 40 books which is what Heinlein wrote, 40 books. You really need to get moving, Monkpo. Because you've only written 10 in 7 years. That's only a little more than one a year. I got to get 30 more done in the next 10 years, so that's 3 a year, at least. I'd like to have 50. That would be a nice legacy to leave to the kids. Assuming they're still worth anything at 10 years from now. Well, given QuarterShare is still picking up new listeners, the rate of 80 a day. I don't know how many are going through. There's a fall off of about 20%. So 65 a day. Five-eighths of the people, 67% of the people who started the book finished it. I finished the last book in audio. So, yeah, there's a... And the books are 10 years old, 7 years old. 7 years old last month. Well, 7 years old in audio almost exactly 4 days from now, on the 19th. I think I posted the first episode of QuarterShare on February 19th, 2007. So yeah, 7 years. Less than a week. 7 years. And I'm coming up on the third anniversary of talking on my morning walk. That's pretty astonishing. 780 times 3 is 900. Oh, it's 780. 365 times 3 is 1,000. I'm only at 700, so I've lost about a year's worth of walk in the last 2 years. Because I'm only walking every other day. Well, this month, yeah, I guess that's true, because I've missed almost half a month to weather. ...365 times 2 would be 730. I've been 50 days into year 3. Well, okay. 3/4 of the days. Well, would have to be 500 days if I was only doing half, so... Yeah, about 3/4 of the days. Alright, I can accept that. Something more than 2/3. I'm going to get better. The calendar will help me a great deal. And when we start getting into, we start getting into rain season, I'm going to go get rain gear. So that I can walk, even if it's drizzly. Because the health benefits are undisputable. Indisputable? Indisputable. The days when I was not walking at the beginning of the month, as the more days that went on, the worse I felt. So there's no question that there is huge value in these walks. Skipping a day here and there, that's one thing. Skipping a week? No. I gotta try to avoid that at all costs. With any luck, we won't have the same kind of weather, so it'll be all right. Anyway, blather, 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 blather. So what will I do this evening? Well, first, I'm going to get dinner. I'll decide if I'm going to take myself out to dinner I'm going to stay in. Then we have a full evening of uninterrupted whatever I want to do time. The nature of, I'm coming to really appreciate, thanks to my therapist, the nature of being an introvert. And a lot of, I think I talked about this yesterday actually, a lot of my general sort of feeling is directly related, I think, directly related to that condition where I really need time to myself in order to recoup. Brand asked me, why don't I go rent an office? And it may come to that. It almost will certainly come to that when my wife retires, because I can't work with her sitting 20 feet away, 15 feet away, talking nonstop all day, every day. That's not going to work. There will be problems. So, yeah, eventually I'm going to have to rent an office. Or I'm going to have, maybe I can have her move into one of the vacant bedrooms, because by then we'll have both kids out of the house, it'll be just us. Oh, and here comes my neighbor. I met him on his way out to the walk, when I was coming out to walk, and now we're coming back. We both have done apparently 2 miles. He can't hear me, he's got his headphones on. He's a big bow hunter. I assume he's a big bow hunter. I see his archery targets in the back. And he has bow shop decals on his car. So I'm assuming he's a bow hunter, getting and staying in shape in the off season so he can head back into the woods. I make up stories about people. I have no idea if it's true. Okay, Endomondo, 2 miles. Tell me. 17:43 on the back half. That's pretty decent. Given that I'm still getting back into shape, that's darn decent. Given the traveling, yeah, no question. Good on me, I'm glad I did it. I can go back now and have something for lunch and try to encourage these people to leave a little bit early. Hang out in a hotel room. Yeah, I'm sure that's gonna work. Oh well, we are back at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. Oh, it's 12 noon, straight up. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.